Uwe, give us your thoughts on that.
Very important. A game of two halves. By saying that, the first half, we was never really in trouble to concede, but our offensive play wasn't functioning as good as we hoped. There was a good passing team, especially in around the halfway line. They came out of our pressing, and we looked a little bit frustrated. We lost a little bit belief without the ball and with the ball, and we wasn't really creative enough. Changed the shape, and especially second half was one of our best performances this season against a very good side. I think we looked more comfortable. We looked higher tempo. I think we enjoyed more to play against the wind than with the wind. I think it was easier for us to touch the balls, especially when we kept it on the ground. And we created chances. The subs made a massive impact again. And second half was fantastic.
Yeah, what was said at halftime? What was the message? Because the forward play was a bit disappointing, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a little bit disappointing because we wanted to stay high as much as, but we needed to press. And we went back to the 3-4-3 what we had in the summer. In the summer, we had 6-7 weeks to work on it. And this time, we had three days to work on it. And unfortunately, it wasn't enough.
And as far as that second half performance is concerned, when you came out for that second half, there looked to be a bit more intensity and a bit more positivity about your team.
Yeah, because when you chase the ball in the first half and they're coming out again out of your press, you lose confidence, you lose belief, and in the end you don't want to commit because you don't want to get beaten. And this is why we was too passive against the ball. And when we had the ball, we didn't have the intensity either. So we went back to what we knew. We went back to how we played in the last weeks, and players looked like far more comfortable. Certainly in the second half, the aggression went up, the tempo went up, the passing went up, and we was far more creative. We pushed them back, they didn't come out, and I don't think they had one big goal chance.
And the goal, it looked like it was coming. You made some really positive forward play and some really good attacks. It just hadn't quite dropped in that final sort of 18-yard area for you, had it?
I think the substitution helps. I think Conor McElhaney had a big chance before. Devante had one big chance with good individual play. But when we brought the two new strikers on, they gave us a massive lift as well, and tempo, and the game was more open, and I think that suited Ash Hunter fantastically.
We talk about Ash, don't we? Coming on with 20 minutes to go, we've even called it Hunter time now on the radio. When you get to 70 minutes, we're always looking for Ash. And he comes on, though, but you know, with his pace and his movement, his mobility, a tiring back four, he can be a real handful, can't he?
Yes, and I think there will come times where Ash Hunter can do that from the beginning. And but he has to grow into that role, and he has to be patient with himself. But for me, he carried that form what he showed on Wednesday in the development team into the first team. And when you train and play like that, you bring that into the games, and that was fantastic. I think Jordi got the goal as well, and that's our strength, that we having that sort of options, and we used it today really well.
And the opening goal, when it came, you've got a corner, it's been cleared away, and then Bobby Grant, when he got that and tucked it inside onto his left foot, you must have been right behind the shot, we were, and we just knew he was just going to pull the trigger, wasn't he? He was never going to dink it back in, he was always going to have a go.
I think we fancied us today. Even Oxford had not conceded any goals from a first phase the whole season, but analysing them, we fancied us today, did one or two things different, and they defended really well still, but I know they couldn't clear their lines, and I think we will always have a second or third attempt, and that is where the goal came from.
And of course the seal, if you like, the second goal, when it came, it was again good play, Hunter in, and then you know it looked like Bobby might score, and then he just laid it neatly off, and Jordi gets his seventh of the season.
I think there was a great attack. Kyle Dempsey played a fantastic ball. Ash Hunter beats the defender, is very unselfish, we got the goal. I'm very happy. I'm happy for the lads that we shown good mental strength to coming back from a not a perfect first 30 minutes and play them 60 minutes, a very, very good game.